Welcome to Beyond the Bombshell, the podcast that dives deep into the heart and soul of real life. I'm your host, Michelle Stokes, and I'm here to guide you through this empowering journey. We'll talk about real life and what it truly takes to be a strong, confident, and fulfilled woman. Join us as we rewrite the rules and celebrate the extraordinary and fierce women we all are. We'll share insights, build a space for uncomfortable conversations, and truly just embrace real life. Let's go beyond the surface and find your real life bombshell. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Bombshell. I think I'm going to have to maybe rename what podcast is called because it's been a few episodes of Michelle and Josh just like married with children, or I don't know, maybe.
I'm waiting for my offer for co-host. Gotta be getting close.
I asked Brianna to go back and look through stats to see which podcast gets the most views and downloads. So we'll see from there. When I did a poll on my Bombshell page, no one really cared about the business stuff. They wanted like the real life stuff. So like that, me and you usually talk about real life stuff, but then I do rant and roar. We could do a collaborative, but it's okay. But I need to have like episodes where I can like rant as a mom and rant as a boy.
Well, that's the audience.
So let's not, we can't mix them up. So I thought it'd be really funny.
That's the word we'll use, yeah.
To get you on as a man and for you. A couple of months ago, I did a podcast of being, like, so confused and how frustrating it is to be a woman, to understand, like, the hormones and literally how during a month you can be, like, four different people.
Legit. Without, at least four.
Without being diagnosed as, like, split personality. It's just a natural, like, hormonal thing. And some women are like, oh, here we go again. But I wanted to get your perspective as a man.
So there's going to be a herd of women chasing me down after this, is what you're saying.
I don't think they'll be angry. I don't think. I think they'll
depends on if anyone is what where they are in their cycle.
Where they are in their cycle.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
So today was a good time to record it because I just started my cycle. Well, I'm not sure. I don't understand if the cycle ends now or if it starts now, but my period's here. So I'm surprised we haven't gotten divorced over all these years. Mm-hmm. If we would look back and think about like in our like prime before we had our children, we're still in a prime, but of all the times that we had like actual fights, it was probably around this time.
Probably.
Most like definitely. Not this current time, because when I'm on my period, everything is like, I'm okay now. But the week leading up to it, it is like full on.
It's definitely a trend, yeah.
What's the character? What would you describe the character?
Jekyll and Hyde, probably.
I don't know what that means.
I think he was a scientist. I don't know if he was a scientist or whatever it was, but he had like, he was a very nice person. Then all of a sudden the monster would come out. You turn to a monster.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a week leading up. So if we could go back and pinpoint any time that we have had arguments, any time that we have nearly packed our bags and left each other, any time that I have cried, or any time like I've walked in through the door, we used to always blame it. Like when I was nursing, that I would come home and be a freaking basket case because like the porch and stuff was untidy, and this happened this week. Like I walked through the door this week and just shoes were everywhere and the pillows were everywhere on the porch and I lost my mind.
I was like, it's the same as every other day.
But it's different because it's that time of month and I don't even realize it. I'm just so ticked off and irritable and savage.
Yeah, that's accurate.
That if we could go back and pinpoint fights, that's what it would be.
Definitely.
Okay, no so question. If you could look at a month of Michelle as a month, yeah. It might really just summarize every woman that's listening, honestly. How would you describe?
I'm like, tread lightly, but
before you describe, can you see, like looking at over a month, can you see like four phases?
No, I wouldn't call it four.
What is it then?
Three, maybe. Definitely like two, at least.
Okay, talk about it.
I don't really know what three would be. One is like savage and one is not. Like, if we break it down to the bare bones, it's literally nice Michelle and not nice Michelle. I don't know if I could break it down any further than that.
So, how long in a month am I nice Michelle and I'm not nice Michelle?
It changes pretty quickly. It's pretty abrupt. And I'm always like, oh, yeah, here we go. I don't know why. I would say it's like 3 weeks of Nice Michelle and one. Three, little over 3 weeks. It's usually like 5 days. I got narrowed down pretty. I might or might not have it narrowed down to a science. But it's usually like 5 days that are like pretty bad. Sometimes it's like a little longer, but most times it's like 5 days.
And what does pretty bad mean?
Irrational, psychotic, would sooner you stay somewhere else for those 5 days.
It
It's like, I can't even.
really that bad? Give that as an example. Psychotics is a pretty strong word. Like, give us an example. Because, like,
The hormones in those moments are what's pretty strong, not the word psychotic. But
Well, because I'm like, I don't even remember what I just said.
I was like, "What are you breathing today?" And I'm like, "I'm sorry." Like it's like that. It's like the most crazy bullshit at the like next level. None of it makes any sense. Any sense.
Then you're trying to sit down and like talk to me, and I'm talking, you would say in code. I'm like, I'm not talking in code, I'm telling you exactly, and you're like, I don't
It's like a
understand what you're saying.
game. It's like a fucking game. And then it gets like a thick Adam's apple, and then it's like I can't talk, and then it's like tears are coming. I'm like, it could be about anything. Could be about shoes in the porch.
That's what ticked me off this week.
I wish men could have a that.
Well, you know what's funny? Is I read something trying to understand the woman's like hormonal cycle,
Yeah.
and this person said that every man has a hormonal cycle every day. And let me finish. You think about your day now. Like, because when I think about a woman's cycle, it's like she's batshit crazy, leave her alone. She's like flourishing floral, like she loves everything. Then there's like a little tiny small window where really we're kind of like sexual tiny
It's like
small
a
window.
day.
You didn't identify that one. That's the third one. And
I was gonna
then,
say, but like that to me kind of like falls on Nice Michelle.
yeah. And then I don't know. I used to feel like there's like a fourth phase, but I don't think there is anymore. I don't know. Anyway, but she said that in a men's cycle, there's a period during the day where you can't look at you. It's when you're hangry.
Yeah, but I can control that. I can eat.
So this is where the topic came from, because you said you can control that. What are you doing? You said to me yesterday or the day before. What are you doing to work on it, to make it better, to try and control it? I'm
Yeah.
like, can I don't know if I can.
You don't know because you haven't tried. I'm not gonna be blunt and honest, it's true. Check your search history.
I haven't searched it. I did listen to this one thing though, trying to understand a woman's cycle and a men's cycle, and I gotta find it. But it did say that a man has like a hormonal cycle throughout the day, and it's like ours that we have throughout the full
I disagree, but that's fine.
month.
Agree to disagree.
Okay, so if you, yeah, go ahead.
I look at it. If I'm hangry, I recognize it and I go and fix it.
You eat.
Yeah. Or I'm also like, I need some time. Get away from me. Well, I'll go eat. I'll go fix it. I'll come back.
Yeah, so
Being hungry doesn't want me to leave you. So it is not the same.
I come home and like the house being a disaster really ticks me off. For the full other 3 weeks, I'm like, okay,
Half the
well,
shit this is ass was yours.
and I go to fix it, cleaning up the porch, but then I'm like, it's
You
fixing
fix it
it.
up, we'll call it.
Okay, so I do go and fix it. You're hangry. You go and you eat. You fix it. I see a messy porch and I'm in my highly emotional, irrational phase, and I fix it. But then what?
Yeah, but you don't. It's just. I don't even know. I can't even put it in words.
So you think that if I get up and
You're
I
like mad. You're
bath,
mad because there's like a pillow on the wrong chair. Like that is not rational. If I'm
why?
hungry, I think that's different.
But what else during the day has ticked me off besides that one pillow on the
Oh my
wrong chair?
God! I don't even know. It could be.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is in that moment. It's me, like all these little things. It could be there's recyclables over there on the counter not put away. Totally ticked me
That
off.
you put there.
Because I need you to put it in the
Yeah, I
garage.
know it's crazy. It's like 20 feet.
Okay, so if you were to help women or your wife, what do you think we need to do to try and
Fucking
combat
Google it. Everything in life you can Google.
Yeah, but do you think it's some kind of like mindset thing? Like, I need to bath, I need to walk, I need to read. Like, do you think that's gonna help it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Or do you think it's something I gotta eat? Is it a pill? Like, what do you
it's
think?
probably everything. The hormones, something's released in your body, so you can control everything else is in your body. So I can't see why you can't control that. I mean, you specifically. I just mean in general, general terms. I get really frustrated because I'm going to speak to on behalf of every woman now, and that
Every woman or every
every
man?
no,
You
every,
think you can speak on behalf of every woman? Okay, go
oh,
ahead.
I'll speak on behalf of every man. I just look at if there's something going wrong in our life, it is our job to fix it. We're like, oh, something's broke. Okay, how are we going to fix it? Let's Google and see how we got to fix it. And then we fix it. But like that is like, oh, you know, that's just a, I am who I am. I'm like, okay. We're gonna do like it's just literally what it is. Bullshit. I can imagine what women would say to men got on like that for like 5, 6, 7 days.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get in that like fit, like that once a quarter, you goes around like a like Tasmanian devil going around getting all this like big shitless
Yeah,
stuff.
I'd be domestic, is what I calls it.
Yeah, well, that's what I am those 4 or 5
Yeah, but
days
I'm not
leading up.
savage. I don't hate you because I'm
I
trying to fix the lawn.
don't hate you, but we did talk about this.
Yes,
We talked about this yesterday around the supper table, and I thought
bye.
I should have pressed record. I
You
should have pressed
should
record because there was definitely, and we're talking about the same. Josh shared a secret with me yesterday. Why'd you share it,
have. I read your diary because I was like, you wouldn't talk to me. I was like, I know it was like the unwritten rule I never to do, but 0 day you
You broke
left.
trust.
Yeah, I broke trust because you were gonna leave. I was like, maybe there's some hints in there. I couldn't pick any of it out, so I didn't get anything.
But it was probably like February, wasn't
Not that long, huh? February, January, somewhere around there.
it? Yeah, I was on like a huge kick.
Yeah.
It was definitely recorded in a podcast. If you go back and listen to a few months ago about, I was probably ranting about work or life or whatever. Actually, it was probably in my archives of this podcast. I have 2 episodes I have not released, and one was one night when I got up out of bed and I came in and slept on the couch. And then the next one is the next morning, me being like, this is why I did this, and this is how I feel. And I have not sent that to Brianna to put on a podcast. I should go back and listen to it and wonder if that was definitely those
Who
times.
thinks this is all crazy? Like what?
Yeah, but you feel crazy too after you don't realize. You don't. But like in the
I
moment,
just
I
think this is
think you're
unacceptable. I
crazy.
just
I'm
think
like,
this is unacceptable. Wait, you think it's uncra- okay, why? What?
well,
You keep going.
I'm saying in the moment,
Yep.
I think you're the crazy person to be like okay with like, you know, I was really on rampage this week too because Ben was up on his electronic and stuff and all the freaking kids are. But like, I'm like savage at you because what did
Because it's
I
raining
say?
and
I don't
foggy.
know. We're at the table. And he came downstairs and he sat to the table to eat. And I was like, did you even talk to him today? Do you remember
I
him?
was like, no, because I didn't want to talk to him today. I was like, oh, man.
Got mad at you. Yeah, I got, yeah. Okay,
I just think
so.
this is unacceptable.
Yeah, and I'm not
Because
saying
on
that.
the heart, one of the biggest BS things about marriage is double standards. Which is BS is an understatement.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It means it's what one can do, the other one can't do. It doesn't, there's double rules. Like, oh, well, I can do this, but you can't. Or you can do this, but I can't. Like women, you can go and do, you go on your own jolly way and come and go as you please. And if I'm gonna go somewhere, I got in like 10 minutes, it's like search and rescue. You can see the choppers coming. It's like, hello, Mr. Stokes, where are you? I'm like, sorry, I didn't tell you where I was going. And it's like, oh, you went last week for fucking 20 minutes. Like, where are you going this week?
You're just making me sound like a horrible person right
No,
now.
it's all everybody's marriage, apparently, is what I've heard.
I just find I'm just like, you went to go Sobeys to get some milk, and it's like an hour and a half later. Like, where the hell are you?
Yeah,
That
you ever wonder why?
that's what. Remember that one time that you didn't take your phone?
Yeah, it's amazing.
No,
Back
and you broke down.
at,
Yeah, that's why I
yeah.
call. I'm afraid that's happened again.
Me. Oh my God.
I
Was that
apologize.
someone? Was that someone's house drinking a
Yeah, but you couldn't get home.
coffee? Not always a bad thing.
Okay, so let's try and make this a little bit productive. So, okay, from a man's standpoint, double standards aren't acceptable. Like, you can't be a total bitch and go around and treat everyone crappy and expect.
You
And not have to apologize every month.
Yeah, you never apologize ever.
Oh, I came out of the bathroom yesterday. It's like, it's so weird. It's like crying the night before, trying to tackle you, so emotionally distraught.
Then it's like,
Go.
"Oh, hey, babe, oh, yeah. Oh no, let's go for a walk." I'm like, oh. I was like, "I'm sorry for the last couple of days."
It's like, I'm like, I'm a total mess, and I go and sits on the toilet, and I'm just like, oh,
And it's like holistic Michelle comes out, reborn. Like I
weird.
just shed the demon is literally what it is.
Literally, what it
Literally
is.
just shed the demon. It's like instant.
We're
It's like,
fucking cursed.
yeah. It's like exorcism, basically what it
But
is.
then I come out, I think what really lightens the mood and makes it like lift is I come out and I'm like, oh, it all makes sense now. Like, I might tell you and we laugh about
I'm like, how'd you not know?
it.
It's only the same time every month for the last 2 decades.
Yeah.
It's
Okay.
hard. It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard. So I wondered if people probably. You know what's the sad part is like some women might not come out and be like more positive, uplifting, really hold on to all the stuff that's happened in those 3 or 4 days, and that keeps happening over and over and over and over again. I wonder, is that adding to divorce
Probably.
where people aren't realizing, and now there's other things, obviously financial, blah blah blah, but that people aren't recognizing that there's a hormonal issue here that we need to figure out and work with.
Well, it's like on top of it, it's like when it all just like breaks loose and like comes, sits down and in the same room, and it's like, "What was wrong with you? Why are you mad? Why are you upset? Why are you quiet?" And I'm like, "I'm happy." I'm like,
It's like I comes in, yeah, and
"Yeah,
forgets everything that just happened, and you're like, are you kidding
yeah."
me?
Literally, yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, but yeah, definitely. There's definitely has effects on people. Like you said, but don't talk about it.
well, maybe this will get more people like openly talking about it and be like, I'm a crappy person, only those couple days, really, but then I've held on to like these grudges either the man has or the woman has and the partners or whatever, he she doesn't matter, and it just keeps piling up and they don't let it just like release and talk about it and be like, I was a fucking shitty person, I'm sorry, the porch being a mess was not that big of a deal, but I equally want you to help clean up.
I'm sorry, we'll do it again in a couple weeks.
I don't know, I maybe there's some kind of hormonal thing. Me and my friend Sakriti have talked about it because she wants to do an event around this because, you know, maybe there's different types of exercise we need to be doing those times, that time of month. There's different kind of food we should be eating. Maybe there's stuff we should be avoiding instead of like, I want all the chips.
Yeah, it's like,
That might add
oh,
to it.
I'm gonna be extremely vulnerable, so not gonna exercise for 2 or 3 days, and I'm gonna eat all the junk.
Well, this week, look how freaking foggy it was all week. So I didn't walk. I was trying to do my yoga morning stretch thing. The weather was crap, so it just added, escalated it.
And then it's like, do you need those chips? Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, so really.
You sit there with a bowl of chips and
Yeah, like 2 chips. Like, yes, buddy, no, these are chips. Like, idiot.
my God. Okay, is there any final words? Anything you would like to say to give men hope, to give women advice? I don't know.
Lots. I'm gonna
You
try
truly
to.
love her, you'll put up with it.
No. I just think. Double standards gotta go, and this is just one example of double standards. And I would just say, I'm gonna tread lightly on this, but I'm gonna say it anyways, of like, try harder. You can think you wanna kill me, that's fine, but
It probably
I
would
would,
help.
if I was shitty for 5 days every month, I would expect you to want me to try harder.
I think it would help. Like right now in our calendar, we just started for the food. Like
Dude, put a couple of
we should
days.
put a couple stars
Yeah.
by like
Danger days. We can call them.
danger days.
See? Then be like, Dad, why those squares there like red with X's on them and like beware? I'm like, oh, just abide to it.
If we would never have been able to record this last week, it would have been like, I would have been like, what do you mean? I would have been real. I would never, I wouldn't have laughed, probably. I would have been
maybe
like,
we
this
should,
is easy.
Maybe we should time it so next month we'll
do it,
do it in those days.
And see what the difference is. That would be funny. But then we won't be able to release this, so I'll almost do a part two. Anyway, but I think that might help too, because then I'm just like, oh, it's coming. I need to be like a little bit more.
I don't understand how you don't realize it's coming.
Yes, but you don't realize how fast it comes. You just don't even know. Like,
I get that after like a couple months, you probably like anything you build a habit, but like it's been happening for like 30 years.
Yeah, I know, but.
Okay, let's be conservative. 20 years. 25 years.
Yeah, but you still like just knowing it's happening.
Like,
you're
like maybe,
you're
maybe,
3 days
you know
into
what?
The crazy. You're
maybe
three...
next one. Maybe next one we'll have period.
Remember when I used to be on a pill or whatever and periods? That was just like a psychopath. That was a hormonal thing. That was like, that was even the worst level again. But I'm telling you, let me finish. Is I'm 3 days into the very emotional, very high strung, very difficult Michelle before I'm like, oh, it's coming. Like the 3 days it's already passed. I don't even recognize. I'm just like fed up for about a month. I'm just like
oblivious.
Anyway, so this is us.
We could probably get some testimonials. You said, like, for real estate, you want to, like, go and tell some stories? I get some of my buddies over that, like, witness some things, and we could probably do some...
This weekend at Robin Jen's diaper party.
Yeah.
Be like, so, in a quick sentence, can you describe your wife before she starts her period? That'd be funny.
Like, the time he came over to the house that time. And you were like, why did you come over? I was like, I didn't. It was just right there.
This was years ago. Our friend Rob came over. This was way before kids. We were only together early. We were fighting. I don't know why we were fighting.
Because it was danger days.
It was danger days. And you didn't even know. This is like 15 years ago. And our poor friend Rob just showed up out of the blue to come over and play video games or something.
Because NHL was really big then.
NHL was really big then. This is back a long time ago. And he walked in. And I looked at him. And I said, did you him over?
I can't believe you invited him over. I didn't invite him over.
And Rob was like, I'm just going to leave. It was definitely that time, Mom.
100%.
Okay, yeah. So this, to clue this up so we're not like going on telling like more horrible stories of me.
That's the only bad one.
That was a really bad one.
That was a really bad one. We often talk about it.
Women just need to recognize and try a little bit harder, and men need to also recognize and remind, or like, instead of you being like, Michelle, you're being a psychopath, go on, do your own thing, be like, Michelle, honey, I know you're
okay,
I know your period is coming and you're being a little irrational now, can you go for a little walk?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden there's not gonna be a Josh on social media for a couple of days. I'm like, where is he? Just emerged for a couple of days, just dealing with a couple of things. But even then, like, you're not an empathetic person. And then it's normally, it's like, don't touch me, get away from me. But then, like, during that window, it's like, you don't ever
hug me.
I'm like, no. Nobody hugs a bear. That's what it's like. It's everything, like, all things that make sense are off the table.
I hate, like, affection and, like, ending in public or whatever. And then there's a small window during the month. Is it in that time?
Can you write me a poem? That's literally like as foolish as it gets.
We don't even love each other.
Yeah. Not right now. I don't know.
Oh my God. I'm happy we can laugh about it. And we're not divorced. Yes.
It's awesome.
Okay. If you are a man or a woman and you are listening, you thought this episode was hilarious or strangely odd, or have any input or anything you would like to suggest.
I hope I spoke for men that didn't have strength to speak about it.
I hope so too. Send this to your husband. Send this to a partner.
I'm sure there's men out there that fear for their life. Like, legit.
Legit. Hey, yeah. Are frightened of death. Afraid to leave. Afraid to stay.
I'm Same. Like, if a hotel wasn't as expensive as it was, probably, a couple times I'd probably spend a couple nights. But
yeah. Okay, so this is Michelle and Josh signing off at another Beyond the Bombshell episode. If you have any input questions, send us a DM. Let us know what you think of today's
Sorry
episode.
If I hit any nerves, but that's it.
No, I don't think you do. I think you're politically and sexually orientated correct. I don't think you're like coming off as a douchebag.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Until next time. Chat soon. Bye.
Love you all.
That wraps up another inspiring episode of Beyond the Bombshell. I hope our time together has ignited a fire within you to embrace your authentic self and show up fearlessly. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue this empowering conversation, make sure you subscribe to Beyond the Bombshell on your favorite podcast platform and join our community of fierce women who are rewriting the rules and embracing their unique journeys. Connect with me on social media at Bombshell Babes Club, where we can continue to uplift and support each other, to share Beyond the Bombshell moments, and let's inspire others to embrace their true selves. Remember, you are more than what meets the eye. You are a force to be reckoned with. Keep shining, keep growing, and keep embracing the extraordinary woman that you are. Until next time, stay real and keep going beyond the bombshell.